Good Thursday evening, everyone. Welcome back to Hamilton Gymnasium at the University of Denver. As we wrap up our coverage for the day. Earlier today, you heard us call the Aspen boys' victory over Resurrection Christian. Aspen boys won that 52-35 to move into the Final Four, and they will take on Sterling, who looked very impressive in overtime win over Manuel. Sterling defeated Manuel 63-56 in overtime, and we're going to see a rematch between Sterling and Aspen. Sterling beat Aspen by two in a grade eight game last year. That was a very impressive win for Sterling beating Manuel. Tonight it's the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals and the St. Mary's Pirates. Both teams 20-4. St. Mary's, coached by Caleb Strickland, play in the 3A Tri-Peaks League, 12-1 in league play. But that was good for second place in a very tough league. The Vanguard School won that league 12-0. St. Mary's 12-1. They're in that league with Colorado Springs Christian, Ellicott, Lamar, La Junta, Buena Vista, Salida, Woodland Park, Manitou Springs, Banning Lewis Academy, James Irwin, and Florence. Grand Valley under head coach Scott Parker. A slew of talented players, four seniors on this club. Abby Rose Parker averaging just under 16 points a game for number one. Kaylee Stark, she's a senior. Bailey Radel, another outstanding scorer, almost 14 points per game. J.C. Pittman, just over 14 a game. And Katie Ray starting for Scott Parker and the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals. For St. Mary's, not a deep team, but they are loaded. They've got some talented players, their starters. Bailey Darneel, averaging just under 9 points per game. Liz Rysaby, 5.1 points per game. Peyton Kutz, just over 11 a game. Or sister Emerson, 10.4 points per game. And Ellie Hartman is the leading scorer, 18 a game. And the senior averages over 7 rebounds, 80% from the free throw line. Wow. Shoots 39% from the beyond the arc. And we've seen a lot of three balls just watching some of the games. We scouted the Sterling Manual game. That got a little chippy down toward the end.
Yeah, but that was just all outside shooting. I mean, on both sides of the court, it was just three ball down here, three ball down here. Very little post play.
So just a reminder that Aspen will take on Sterling tomorrow at 5:30. I thought it was 8:30, but it's 5:30 tomorrow here at DU. The winner of this game will play number one Platte Valley, and they look very impressive. I heard they're just loaded with talent, very deep. And Kevin Schaefer's words, very, very, very good.
Yeah, we got to watch the first quarter of that game, and within the first, I'd say 90 seconds, they had about three or four steals, and just kind of working over the team they were playing.
Platte Valley defeated Lamar 51-29. Delta, the other Westlow team on the girls' side, here at the grade eight, they lost, so they bowed out. They lost to University 43-32. So Delta season comes to an end. And Vanguard just got past Colorado Springs Christian 39-35 to advance. And we are ready to go. St. Mary's in a light green uniforms, light green road. Grand Valley Lady Cardinals in their home whites. The tip won by Grand Valley, taken by Abby Rose Parker. Parker, top of the key, hands it off to J.C. Pittman. Pittman kicks it out in the corner to Kaylee Stark. Abby Rose Parker, right wing. Kick out left side to Kaylee Stark. Hands it back to Abby Rose. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good.
Get back, get back.
Just barely 14, got the rim.
14, let's go. Look.
Court Mike right next to the Grand Valley bench. St. Mary's ball. Cross-court pass to number two, Darnell. Shot in a key. Put up no good. Rebound taken by Grand Valley. Pulled down by Kaylee Stark. Abby Rose Parker's got the ball. No score yet. Just underway. Hands it off to J.C. Pittman. Stark trying to feed it down low to Katie Ray and threw it away. Pirates ball. No score yet. Jab step.
Talk wide. Keep talking.
St. Mary's going around the perimeter looking for an opening.
Good, good.
Grand Valley in a 2-3 zone.
Good, Abby.
Here's a steal by Abby Rose Parker. Breakaway layup. Takes it, lays it. Got it. Abby Rose Parker gets Grand Valley on the board.
Good, straight up.
2-0 Lady Cardinals. Drive along the baseline and a bank shot good from number three, Liz Rysavy.
Go corner, Abby, go.
Bailey Radel's got it. Hands it off to Abby Rose Parker.
Start, go to the X, please.
Stops at the free throw line. Goes to Parker. Parker to Katie Ray. Hands it to Abby Rose. Parker with a drive. Floater good at the baseline. Abby Rose Parker. He's got 4 points. It's 4-2. Grand Valley. Drive, stop, 5-foot jumper, put up by number five, Emerson Cutts.
We're together, we're good.
Ties the game at four. J.C. Pittman stops, kicks it out, side post to Abby Rose Parker. Parker with a drive, lays it up.
Yeah.
Drew the foul, and Abby Rose to the line.
Way to attack,
two.
Abby!
Hey, everybody right here! Three, two, hey! Alice
Collier, number two.
And Coach Scott Parker calling his four of his girls over as Abby Rose sets up to shoot the free throws. Crowd kind of cleared out. It was packed in here a little while ago. First free throw off the back of the iron.
Hey, I was just taking out to let you
know that somebody was Kaylee Medina checks in for Grand Valley. Abby Rose Parker takes a deep breath. Dribbles a couple times. Second attempt is good. Got the friendly roll.
Rose, you're low. Abby, you're low.
She's got 5 points. It's 5-4. Grand Valley.
Good, Medina. Let's work.
Ellie Hartman. Trying to get on track here. She's got the ball. High post left side drives. Right side gets tripped up. The call traveling.
Oh, wow.
She got her feet tangled up with one of the Grand Valley defenders, but it's not the way the ref saw it.
I'm surprised they didn't call that either tripping or a foul.
5-4 Lady Cardinals. Abby Rose Parker one-on-one with Bailey Darnell. Drives, loses it, bobbles it, kicks it out high post right side to J.C. Pittman. Pittman dribbling to the left, trying to feed it down low. Pass picked off. As Kaylee Medina was cutting to the baskets.
Good, Kaylee. Good, Medina.
Yeah, Emerson cut that one off.
Squeeze that number.
Here's Darnell with the ball, high post right side, standing on the U.S. Bank logo. Lob pass left side, and dribbling around.
Work.
Number five, Emerson Please. Cuts. And now we got a reach-in foul call against Abby Rose Parker.
We're good.
Her first team foul, 5-4 Lady Cardinals, 4:11 to go in the first quarter.
So the numbers on the front of St. Mary's uniforms are really hard to see from
and
up
then,
here.
And then their ponytails.
And then the ponytails obscure the ones on the back.
Yeah.
So. Especially with Emerson Cuts. Her ponytail is big enough.
Cuts got the ball, number five. Goes to number two, Bailey Darnell. Hand it back to Cuts.
Yep.
Coots trying to drive.
Let's go, let's go.
Medina guarding her. Mark Darnielle can't penetrate. Here's a lob pass, almost picked off, almost a collision there, and a near foul by Abby Rose Parker. Here's a steal by Parker, and then she runs into the teammates on the bench, and they say a turnover.
Wow.
Against Hartman. She's appealing the call. I don't blame her.
Yeah. That looked like it was Parker that was pushing that one out of bounds.
Parker to Katie Ray, back to Abby Rose. Hands it off to J.C. Pittman. Pittman with a left-hand dribble, and she throws it away. Trying to dish it off to Medina. She's all alone in the corner. Hoping to pull the trigger, but threw it out of bounds. 5-4, Grand Valley, 3:30 left in the first quarter. Coates has got it, one-on-one with Medina. There's a ball knocked away, and a steal ends up in the hands of Bailey Radel. Radel will lay it up. Missed it, but she's fouled, knocked to the floor. Two shots for Bailey. Bailey looking for her first points, averages almost 14 a game. About three assists, three steals, 71% from the line.
Grand Valley coach taking advantage of this first shot, kind of having a miniature timeout over here.
And Radel swish on the first free throw.
Hey, I need you to clean all that glass.
First one other than Abby Rose Parker to score. Second free throw is good. Hits them both. And it's 7-4 Grand Valley, 3:19 left.
Let's warp, Medina,
in the first quarter. Cuts brings it up. Gets past Medina. Puts up a shot from 10 feet. Good in the paint.
That was Hartman, wasn't it?
Was it Hartman?
You're right.
Yep. Sorry. Yep. Abby Rose Parker pulls the trigger on a three. Won't get the bounce. Rebound controlled by St. Mary's. Pass up the court. Steal by Abby Rose. Parker, left-handed dribble. Crosshead, drives. Three defenders on her. Reverse layup. Got it to go. What a play by Abby Rose Parker. How do you do? That was something. 9-6 Grand Valley. Emerson Cuts, he's got the ball, pulls up for a three, right wing, does it go, rebound taken by J.C. Pittman. Pittman brings it up left side. Pittman far, throws it to the corner to Bailey Radel. Radel trying to do a give and go there, and a bad pass by Tanner.
Let's go, run!
Araya Tanner with the turnover there. 2:05 to go, first quarter, 9-6. Grand Valley.
Bailey.
Here's a drive. Bounce pass at the post. And we got a foul call against Grand Valley.
Hey.
Abby Rose Parker picks up her second. And Abby's going to have to come out. No, she's not coming out. She is coming out. They're calling her name. Yeah. She didn't want to come out. Lob pass into Cuts. Ellie Hartman loses the ball for toe, picks it up in the near corner. Three-pointer right wing by Cuts. Missed it. St. Mary's controls the rebound. 9-6 Grand Valley, minute 35 to go, first quarter. Hartman to Darnielle. Darnielle putting the shoulder down. Her pass, errant pass picked off by Pittman. Pittman up the court. Here's a drive and a layup. Missed it, but a foul as Kaylee Medina. Couldn't quite get the finish, but she drew the foul. Hartman called for the foul.
Hey, keep it up.
Kaylee Medina averaging 4.6 a game, 58% from the free throw line. 9-6 Grand Valley. First free throw is good. Swish.
Grand Valley shooting well from the free throw line. They're 4-for-5 already.
Emma Speakman's going to check in for Grand Valley. Second free throw is perfect. Barely moved the net. Medina, 2 for 2. It's 11-6 Grand Valley, minute 20 to go. Radel comes out for a breather. Speakman in for the Lady Cardinals.
Medina, a little bit more space.
Calling the foul on Medina. She's trying to steal the inbounds pass.
Her first, third team foul for Grand Valley. Minute 15 to go.
No hands.
Tough D there. Kutz trying to drive. Hands it off to Ellie Hartman. Hartman pass to Kutz. Kutz lobs it left wing. Drive by Darnielle. It's the ball knocked away. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Speakman. Cross court pass caromed off of a St. Mary's player, retained by Grand Valley. Here's a three-pointer launched by Pittman off the rim, no good. Rebound by Grand Valley. Ball's thrown away, and it's out of bounds to St. Mary's.
Hey, Katie
Ray got the rebound and just tossed it away.
Yeah, I think she was smothered, and she was looking for somebody on the outlet and just overshot it.
30 seconds left in the first. Hartman, leading scorer, 18 a game. Had to dish it off. Here's a pass in the paint. A shot put up, blocked. And it's out of bounds to St. Mary's as Katie Ray got the denial. 20 seconds left. Katie Ray, the daughter of Brad Ray, longtime superintendent. Garfield, 16. Pass on the right wing to Kutz. Kutz, crossover dribble, back to the defender, stops, pivots, nowhere to go. Dishes off to Darnielle. Here's a three-pointer from the far corner. Good. Hartman with the three. And that gets St. Mary's a little bit closer. It's 11-9 after one. Grand Valley with the lead. This is KMTS. Alton Gymnasium at DU. Grand Valley Lady Cardinals leading St. Mary's 11-9. Second quarter just underway. St. Mary's started things off with a turnover. Abby Rose Parker with two fouls back in the game, bringing the ball up the court. Dribbles with the left hand, gets past the defender, goes right wing to Medina. Cross court pass to J.C. Pittman. Pittman dribbles left side. We got a foul reach in there against St. Mary's. Ariana Gold called for the foul. Pass to Pittman. Shot from the free throw line. Bounces in and out. Rebound taken by St. Mary's. Pirates bringing up the ball. Hartman's got it. She's aggressive, taking it all the way. Now stops at the paint. Kicks it out left wing. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. Off the rim, no good. That shot attempted by Liz Rusebi.
White.
11-9 Grand Valley, second quarter just underway. Abby Rose Parker brings it up, lobs it left wing to Pittman. Pittman, kick out pass right wing to Kaylee Stark. Here's Abby Rose Parker for three. Off the rim, no good. That's from the right wing. Rebound chased down. Collision there, taken by Parker. She's knocked to the floor and a foul. That's called against Ellie Hartman. That's going to be your second.
Yeah, Parker actually ran into her own teammate at first and then, you know, continued running the ball down and then just got hammered.
Radel inbounding the baseline. Goes into Pittman. Pittman with the drive. Little hook shot in the paint. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound chased down as an average tap. Picked up by Abby Rose Parker. Left wing. Abby Rose kicks it out far corner. Radel for three. Yes, ma'am. Bailey Radel from downtown.
Hey, hands up.
Her first field goal, 14-9 Grand Valley. Baseline, Ariana Gold hands it off to Kutz. Kutz puts a shot, bricks it, gets her own rebound, though. Bounce right back to her. She lobs it over to Hartman, top of the key, crossover dribble. Goes to Kutz. Thought about a three. Now stops. Backs up for a long two. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Katie Ray. Hands it off to Abby Rose Parker. 14-9 Grand Valley. Parker hands it off to Radel. Backs up for a three. You betcha! Wow. Number three with the three. 17-9 Grand Valley. That's a pretty shot. It's our first look at Grand Valley this season. Had a great year. Hartman's got it. Leading scorer on the season. Her pass is a high one. They kick it back out to Hartman. Hartman with a drive. Goes left wing to Darnell. Drive by Kutz. Kutz gets cut off to Darnell. Bounce pass to Kutz. Lays it up. Got it. Nice little give and go there. Emerson Kutz with her second basket. 17-11. Grand Valley. Radel's got it right wing. Underhands it to Abby Rose Parker. Backs up for a three. Top of the key. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound. Parker's chased it down. Lays it up. Got it. What hustle by Abby Rose Parker. Girls got 8 points.
Well, it was a nice tip by Ray to keep it alive and give Parker a chance to get to it.
19-11 Grand Valley. 4:50 left. First half. Okay. Darnell. Here's Hartman for three. That's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Pittman. Pittman up the left side. Fast break. Grand Valley. Nobody to help her. She's going to take it all the way. She'll lay it up and in. J.C. Pittman says, I've got this one all by myself. Her first field goal. 21-11 Grand Valley. 4:25 left. Pass in the far corner. No look pass out to Kutz. Backs up for a long shot. Doesn't go. Rebound off the hands of a St. Mary's player, out of bounds. Bailey Stark checking in.
We're seeing pretty good defense from Grand Valley there.
Yeah.
They're not letting anything get in the inside at all, forcing them to take those long shots.
Katie Ray out for a breather. Abby Rose Parker's got it. Parker Jr. Pittman's got it. Lobs it down to Parker. Breaking the hoop, ball saved. Parker gets the loose ball, goes to Pittman. Pittman drives. Pittman shoots it, banks it in.
Wow.
Casey Pittman with a one-handed bank shot with force.
Yeah, nice little runner.
23-11, Grand Valley. Drive by Hartman, lays it up. Missed the shot. She had an open lane. Rebound chased down by Radel. Back goes a nice backhand flip to Parker. Cross-court pass to Pittman. Fakes the three, shoots a two, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken by Salveson, number 22 for St. Mary's. 23-11, Grand Valley. 3:25 left in the half. Hartman's got it. Goes in the near corner to Kutz. Turnaround jump shot with a left hand, doesn't go. Miss bad shot by Salveson. Maeve Salveson averaging 13 a game. St. Mary's frustrated right now.
Kaylee, let me know when
Kaylee
you're
Stark's got it.
Okay, then go.
Stark hands it out to Pittman. Backs up for a three from the right wing. Off the rim, no good.
We're back.
Timeout.
What?
Oh, wait.
I didn't hear it. Bench warning.
They were pointing to
the
St. Mary's head coach, Caleb Strickland. I thought the ref was going to tee him up.
Yeah,
because he was getting pretty vocal.
It's almost like they were just giving him a warning.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't signal anything else.
Right.
Coach wanted a call, a traveling call, and didn't get it, so was saying some things.
23-11 Grand Valley, under 3 minutes to go in the half. Medina guarding Kutz closely. Staying with her. Kutz with a drive, banks it, missed it, rebound taken. By Speakman. Loose the ball. Got it back. Hands it off to Rose Parker. Abby Rose stops right wing. Jab step. Drives through the key. Kicks it out to Pittman. Pittman in the paint, but lost the ball. Had it stripped there. And now battle for it. They're going to call a jump ball. And possession will remain with Grand Valley.
That's a good job by Pittman to stay with it. I mean, after Emerson Cutts stole it from her, then she went right back to it and forced the jump to get the possession back.
Emma Speakman inbounding. And Speakman lobs it in left wing to Abby Rose Parker. Parker with a drive in the paint. Scoop shot with a right hand reverse. Just went kind of a scoop-a-loop there.
Yeah.
That was a nifty shot by Abby Rose. She's got 10 points. Drive by Hartman, lays it up and in. On a contested layup, Emma Hartman.
I know.
Or Ellie Hartman, excuse me, her third field goal. She's got seven. 25-13, Grand Valley, 2:05 to go in the half. Abby Rose.
Ooh, that's a lot of body.
Hands it off to Speakman. Speakman gets away from the defender. He's trying to steal the ball. Speakman, block pass in the paint. Down this. Here's a three-pointer by Abby Rose. Barely got the rim. Rebound taken by St. Mary's. Ooh, big-time collision. No offensive foul. Katie Ray taking the charge, but she's called for the foul. She took the punishment. And it's a shooting foul.
So, yeah, she got the bucket, so this is going to be the and one.
Bryce Avey at the line. And her free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Grand Valley. Rebound goes to Medina. Cross-court pass in the near corner to Bailey Radel for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Speakman. Speakman puts up a shot. Tried to bank it, didn't go. Rebound taken by the Pirates.
Catch her, Emma! Catch her, Emma!
Here's a pass tipped. Blocked by Bailey Radel.
Good defense by Radel. Just coming up and just getting in that passing lane, taking it from her.
25-15, Grand Valley, minute 20 left and a half. Ellie Hartman. Back it up, standing on the E of the Denver in the center court. Medina guarding her. She drives. She misses the shot. The layup, rebound taken by Katie Ray.
Medina, a little bit more.
It's a cross-court pass to Medina. Medina in the paintball, knocked away at the free throw line. Picks it up, battle for it, on the floor.
Timeout.
She cradles the ball, and they call a jump ball. They wanted a timeout. Scott Parker did, that didn't get it.
Medina, one man. Medina, one man.
Abby Rose Parker out for a breather, coming back in, replacing Emma Speakman. 10-point lead for the Lady Cardinals. 56 seconds left in the first half. Ellie Hartman gets a pick, stops left side. Here's a pass and a ball knocked away. The strip, a steal by J.C. Pittman. Pittman bringing up the right side. Bounce pass in the corner. Now they kick it out right wing. Radel for three. You betcha! Bailey Radel, her third three of the quarter. 28-15. Grand Valley.
Let's work, Medina. Let's work.
26 seconds left. Hartman lobs it in the near corner to number three, Rice-Avey. Cross-court pass to Darnielle. Hartman looks over the clock, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Drives, three defenders on her, and a foul.
Oh, that should have been an offensive foul.
Abby Rose Parker was prepared for the charge. The foul is called against Radel.
Well, and Radel was, both Parker and Radel were both feet set, just standing there underneath the basket, and they were just plowed into. I'm not sure how that wasn't an offensive foul.
6 seconds left, and Ellie Hartman at the line. It's the first free throw. She's an 80% free throw shooter. Second free throw is good. 28-17, 6 seconds, 5, 4, 3. Radel's got it half court. Radel kicks it out to Abby Rose. They don't get it off in time. And that's it for the first half. It is Grand Valley 28, St. Mary's Pirates 17. Listening to the Great Eights from DU, SCAMTS. And welcome back to Hamilton Gymnasium at the University of Denver. Been a long day, but some fun basketball. Great games being played here at the 3A Grade 8 tournament. Halftime, the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals hoping to advance to the Final Four, leading the St. Mary's Pirates a score of 28-17. Grand Valley outscored the Pirates 11-9 in the first frame. Abby Rose Parker starting off strong with three buckets and a foul shot. Also had a couple of baskets in the second quarter. She's got 11 points. And Grand Valley outscored St. Mary's in the second quarter 17-8 as Bailey Radel got on court. Boy, she knocked down three threes in that second quarter to add to her two free throws, and she has 11 to match Abby Rose Parker. And that is quite the dynamic duo, Radel and Abby Rose Parker. J.C. Pittman doing some damage as well. She has 4 points, a couple of key baskets in the second quarter. And those are the three scorers for Grand Valley. 17-8 the edge in the second quarter. They lead here 28-17. Leading scorers for St. Mary's. 4 points from Liz Rysavy. Emerson Kutz with four. Ellie Hartman averaging 18 a game on the season has 9 points, including a three-pointer.
Yep, right on pace.
Yep, there she is.
But, also, I think Medina has two free throws for Grand Valley as well. So a fourth
score. Oh,
yes.
I forgot to mention her. Sorry.
Yeah, Grand Valley's winning the rebound battle right now. They've got 13 rebounds to St. Mary only has eight. Five of those on the offensive board. Also leading in the steal category, 6-4. And, you know, 5-for-6 from the free throw line. You know, St. Mary's pretty close, 2-for-3. 9 turnovers for St. Mary's to Grand Valley's only 6. So you see a little bit of the difference there. And, you know, I was just talking to one of the other guys that calls games for Grand Valley on a regular basis, and, you know, talking about how, you know, Parker, once she gets dialed in, she's a pretty good three-point threat as well. She takes the deep ones.
Yeah.
You know, here we've got the three different three-point line. You know, we've got the regular high school one, and then the ladies and the men's college ones. And, you know, he was telling me that Parker's usually shooting from the college line even when she doesn't need to.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, imagine with Radel hitting the threes, imagine if Parker gets hot from beyond the arc as well. That's going to be, you know, it's going to be hard to keep up with.
Yeah. Grand Valley, 20-4 in the season, 5-2 in the league. They were third in the league. Delta won the league title. By the way, Delta bowed out. They lost to University here in the Grade 8, so they're done. Grand Valley hoping to move on to the Final Four. Moffat County was second place, then Coleridge. Coleridge made it to the second round. North Fork, then Basalts, Roaring Fork, Gunnison, and Aspen did not field a team this year. Was Grand Valley getting hot at the right time? You know, they won the district tournament, beating Gunnison 87-32, Moffat County 51-44, beating Delta. That was a big win over Delta. That might have been the key win of the postseason, was getting past the league champs in the district championship, beating them 41-33.
Yeah, and then carrying that confidence into the next
season. Exactly. Yeah. And then they hosted a four-team regional, beat Buena Vista 60-51, and knocked off Colorado Academy 57-28 to earn their way to the Grade 8. Here they are taking on St. Mary's Pirates. St. Mary's won the state championship back-to-back in 2018 and 2019 under Mike Burkett. Burkett, longtime head coach of the Pirates. In 2018, they beat Colorado Springs Christian for the state championship, 44-38. And in 2019, they beat CS Christian again for the state title. So a rich history for St. Mary's. Again, the Aspen Skiers boys with a big win over... oh, golly. Over Resurrection Christian. So many teams run around in my head.
Yeah. We've watched so many games today. It's all starting to run together.
Got the big win over Resurrection Christian, and they will take on Sterling, a very talented Sterling team, tomorrow at 5:30. We'll have a game here on KMTS.
Yeah, they had a player in the Sterling what score 42 points.
Yeah. Kyle. Yeah. Jordan Kyle.
Jackson Kyle.
Just a smooth shooter and incredible with his layups. Just fearless going to the baskets.
Thank you.
We were very impressed with his talents on the court.
All right, Wyatt, let's work. Let's execute.
Here we go. 28-17, Grand Valley with the lead and the ball to start the second half. Abby Rose Parker's got it. Left wing. Drives. That gets bumped there. Got bumped twice. There's physical play going on here. Cross-court pass to Stark. Back to Abby Rose. Rose with a... I don't know what she was doing there. Trying to kick it back out and threw it right into the hands of Kutz. Here's a three-pointer from the corner, an air ball attempted. Now we got a shot put up on the rebound attempt, that putback attempt, and a foul.
Yeah, I think Parker down here on this other end, she was trying to drive and realized she wasn't going to be able to get a good shot off and tried to turn around and dump it off.
First free throw is good from Rice. Second free throw is good. And the foul was against Parker.
White, Katie, there we go.
You know, I didn't see.
I didn't either.
Have to get back there.
If it was her third, she would have been coming out.
Yeah.
Cardinal.
J.C. Pittman has it, top of the key. You hear the Cardinals coach calling out Cardinal. Pittman's got it, far corner, underhands it. It's a three-pointer by Bailey Rayle. That's an air ball. And it's out of bounds.
Hey, so what? So what?
28-19, Grand Valley.
Hey, we're good, White. Let's
7
go.
7 minutes left in the third.
Yeah, that was a very deep three, deeper than it needed to be.
Hartman with a drive in traffic, lays it up, and the foul. Wow. You see now how she gets her 18 a game. Hartman with a driving layup.
Hey,
Abby Rose Parker picks up her third. She's not happy. Timeouts before the free throw. Timeout called by Grand Valley. It's a 30-second timeout. 6:53 left in the third. 28-21. Suddenly, it's a closer game. And Rice-Savy will, or rather, Hartman will shoot a free throw, trying to make it a three-point play. And good chance she'll hit it. She's 80% from the line.
Yeah, Hartman's just fearless on that drive. She'll just keep driving and splits the defenders and manages to keep possession of it. And in this case, was able to get it to drop in spite of the foul.
The winner of this game will play Platte Valley tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Platte Valley, the number one seed. Ellie Hartman at the line. Free throw is perfect. She doesn't miss very often. Makes it a three-point play, and it's 28-22 Grand Valley. Pittman's going to bring the ball up. Being pestered there, and got a reach-in foul against Kutz, I believe. No. Arianna Gold called for the foul, her second. It is impossible to see these numbers.
Yeah, the St. Mary's numbers are very hard to see in front and covered in the back.
Radel's got it. Cross-court pass to Pittman, right wing. Pittman lobs it cross-court, far corner to Medina. Back to Pittman. Backs up. Gets a pick there. Radel has it, left wing. Backs up, top of the key. Medina. Radel. Back to Medina. Far corner to Pittman. Three-pointer launches it. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Radel. Dribbles once, wanted to feed it underneath, and now we got a jump ball called. Radel, instead of taking the shot, wanted to dish it off. And then, Abby Rose Parker coming back in with three fouls. She replaces Kaylee Stark. There's a jump ball. Possession goes to St. Mary's, and bringing up the court is Hartman. Hartman looks like she wants to drive. Now stops. Goes right wing.
Stay up there with her, Medina.
Underhands it to Darnielle. Back to Hartman with the drive in traffic. Leader got it. Boy, how does she make those shots? She is something. 28-24. Radel's got it.
We're good.
Bounce pass
we're good.
To Pittman. Abby Rose Parker calling for the ball. She's open, unguarded. Pittman drives. Shot with the right hand from 5 feet. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by St. Mary's. Loose ball. Last touch by Pittman out of bounds. Pirates ball.
Yeah, St. Mary's on a 6-0 run coming back from the
or Hartman's on a 6-0 run.
Yeah.
She's got the ball. One-on-one. Drives. Shot in the paint. Off the rim, no good. Got her own rebound. She's under the basket. Here's a pass. Here's a pass tipped away. Saved by St. Mary's. Retrieved by Darnielle. Somebody pushed the buzzer, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say the buzzer just went off for no reason.
Hartman with a drive and draws the foul. She'll go to the line.
Wow.
Boy, she initiates a lot of contact.
Yeah. And she's getting the fouls. I mean.
Yeah.
14, let's go.
She's driving into traffic and is running people over, and yet they're not calling
out,
any
Rose.
Offensive
21's
fouls.
Coming out.
Stark or Katie Ray called for the foul.
Stark coming in for Katie Ray.
You're good. You're good in the game. You're good. You're okay.
28-24 Grand Valley. 5:14 to go. Third quarter. Hartman inbounding.
She's clearly frustrated. This coach telling her, you're okay. She's saying, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to, coach.
Hartman inbounding to the baseline. Goes right wing. They go back to Hartman in the corner. She'll launch a three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by St. Mary's. That should be traveling.
Yeah.
As the rebound taken by Ariana Gold, and she slid across her backside. And that is traveling. Lady Cardinals by four. Kind of a quiet third quarter for Grand Valley. Abby Rose Parker trying to drive and draws the immediate foul. Quick whistle there as Bailey Darnielle called for the foul. Parker is fouled again. Darnielle guilty again. And she covers her face in shame.
Yeah, they're going to have to change this up. This isn't going to last long.
Get your water and come to me.
Here comes Ray back into the game.
Yep.
Ready to
plays
give this another
Pittman.
Try.
Pass into Parker. Parker says, bring it on. Let's do it again.
They're playing much looser this time.
Little jab step. Cross-court pass to Bailey Radel. Back to Abby Rose. Head fake. Oh, they call it for traveling.
Yeah, she jab stepped a little bit and just drug that back foot maybe an inch or two.
Grand Valley scoreless in this third quarter. 4:52 left. 28-24. Grand Valley. That 4-point lead over St. Mary's. Here's Hartman. Does she want to drive again? Jab step. Now goes to Isabel. Hartman backs up for a three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Abby Rose Parker. Parker will be careful not to pick up the foot. Goes to Katie Ray. Here's Radel. Radel's pass tipped and a steal plucked out of the air by Liz Reisady. Hartman almost traveled, but she got that pass. Or rather, Reisady, excuse me. Here's Hartman, top of the key. Jab step.
Come on, Medina.
Banks it, missed it. She's fouled. And she's going back to the line.
It's just rinse and repeat. I mean, it's just the same thing over and over. Hartman's 3 for 3 from the line so far.
Hartman with 14 points. You're 15.
Yeah.
She is money from the line. Does not miss. 80% from the stripe.
And, you know, doesn't need the roll around or the bounce or anything. These are just drained.
Yeah. 30-second timeout called by Grand Valley. Keep it here. 4:14 to go in the third. 28-25.
Yeah, it's Grand Valley's going to have to figure out a way to stop Hartman's drive, you know, without getting the fouls and that sort of thing. And And quite frankly, they're not really calling the offensive charge very much.
No.
So they're going to have to tighten in those, you know, when they double down and she tries to split it.
Abby Rose Parker still in there with three fouls, staying out of trouble. Ellie Hartman, 18 a game, with her second free throw. Missed that one, a rare miss. And you were there. And the rebound controlled by... Katie Ray got the rebound, then was taken away, and then a traveling called against Gold. It's almost a deadly, costly turnover there by Grand Valley. Radel's got it. Baseball pass up the court to Pittman. Collision there as they go for the ball between Pittman and Hartman. No, that wasn't Hartman. That was Kutz, I think. No. Who was it? Oh, that was Rice-Abey.
Rice-Abey, yeah.
4 minutes ago. It's impossible to see those numbers.
It is.
Pittman's got it. Top of the key. Far corner to Radel. Bailey back to Pittman. Bobbles it back to Radel. Steps back for a college three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tip. Controlled by Grand Valley. Here's Abby Rose for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound put back. Good. There's the first bucket at the 3:43 mark by Kaylee Stark.
There we go. Good. Good.
First basket of the third quarter, 30-25, Grand Valley, 3:30 left in the third.
Good, Bailey,
Hartman
good.
Kicks it out, right wing, three-pointer off the rim, no good. Hartman got the rebound, chased it down, has it top of the key, gets bumped there by Abby Rose. Here's a 10-foot jump shot, rolls off the rim, no good. That shot attempted by Darnell, rebound taken by Pittman. Pittman up the left side.
It was a tough rebound.
Pittman slows it down. Hands it out. Nope. She's going to kick it out to Abby Rose. Top of the key. Lives it left wing to Radel. To Pittman, right wing. Pittman in their corner to Stark. Stark to Pittman. Pittman back to Stark. Stark lost control of the ball. Fell to the floor. Steal by Hartman. No, it's rather Rice-Abey. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound Abby Rose. She's knocked to the floor. No foul. Are you kidding me? What? She got drilled. The ball went out of bounds, and it's St. Mary's ball. What in the world? Abby Rose asking for an explanation.
Yeah, Parker's pleading with the officials. Saying, come on,
grief.
What's going on here?
Seriously. Kaylee Stark comes out for a breather. Inbounds pass to go around the perimeter. Here's Rice-Abey. Puts up a floater to the right hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Tanner. And now we got a jump ball. Tanner could get a clean handle on it. But the possession goes to Grand Valley. Grand Valley hanging on to the lead, 30-25 with 2:32 to go in the third. Bounce pass to Radel, back to Abby Rose. Abby Rose brings it across, almost carried the ball. Get it, got past the defender. Ball knocked away, taken by Pittman in the far corner. Pittman cross court pass to Radel. Radel backs up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped away, saved by Grand Valley. Abby Rose has got it. She drives. She shoots. Falls to the floor. Got the shot. They count it.
They
count it.
Wow.
Abby Rose Parker. There's a makeup call.
Yeah, I think so. I think
she got clobbered, and she hits the floor. As soon as she hit the floor, the ball went through. And the ref said, count it. Wow. Chance for a three-point play. That was gutsy. And knocks down the free throw. Big play there. 33-25, Grand Valley. 2:10 left in the third. Hartman thought about a three. Now she's got it top of the key. She dished it off. She's driving. Now kicking out right wing. Back up. Three-point. That's a long two. That's no good. Rebound taken by Pittman. Pittman up the right side. Uncontested. Stops cross-court pass to Abby Rose. Backs up for a three. Yes, ma'am! Count it!
Hey, Doc, let's go!
36-25, Grand Valley, minute 40 to go.
Well, we talked about Parker getting hot. If she gets hot, it's going to be a different game.
Here's Darnell on a timeout call by St. Mary's. Boy, Grand Valley just snoozing through this third quarter, the lead slipping away. And
finally coming back to life here.
About the 2:34 mark is when Kaylee Stark hit that putback, and that kind of sparked the Cardinals, got them going.
You know, I think a team can get a little discouraged when there's not, you know, when the calls aren't being made, and I think they're a little frustrated with this officiating crew right now at how much contact is being allowed. But at some point, they just got to decide to play through it. I mean, you see players, you know, they're stopping and giving the, you know, the hey, what's going on, look kind of thing instead of continuing to play.
Yeah,
I think they're just turning that corner and saying, okay, fine, this is going to be a slugfest, let's get it done.
36-25, Grand Valley, minute 30 left in the third. Emerson Kutz has it.
Jason, get up!
Hartman has it, left wing. Guarded there by Abby Rose Parker. Pass to Darnell. Thought about three, lost the ball. Picked up by Abby Rose. In the hands of Pittman. Pittman up the right side. Pittman goes to Radel. Radel dribbles one, shoots, scores!
Wow, how did she make that shot? She looked like she was underneath the basket, and that looked like it was going to hit the bottom of the rim, but it just rolled over.
Here's a drive and a layup, and off the rim, no good. A rare miss by Hartman. 38-25, Grand Valley. Abby Rose Parker, top of the key, right wing to Pittman. Pittman in traffic, kicks it out to Radel. Radel with the drive. 10-foot jumper, floater of the right hand, won't go. Rebound taken by Pittman. Pittman, double team, falls to the floor. They call it jump ball. And possession goes to the Pirates. Pittman with a gutsy play. I think it was that driving layup by Abby Rose Parker, when she fell to the floor and it went in. That just seemed to give him a spark. Like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Timeout call. The full timeout. We'll take a break. 42 seconds left in the third quarter. 38-25. Grand Valley. This is KMTS. Back to Hamilton Gymnasium. 38-25, Grand Valley with the lead over St. Mary's with 42 seconds left. Inbounds pass to Pittman, missed the layup, got the rebound. She wants to go back to the hoop, and they're going to call jump ball. Possession goes to St. Mary's. Well, that was a good play design. Pittman was open in the middle of the key, but kind of a bad angle, and couldn't get the shot to fall.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how they're calling that a jump ball. It seems like Pittman's, both of her arms were tied up.
Maybe 3 seconds, but jump ball?
Yeah.
Hartman wants to drive, spin moves, turn around. One had a jump shot from the free throw line. Good. I mean, one-hander. She's something else.
Ooh, wow.
Here's Pittman, double team. Gets around the double team. Pass over to Stark. Missed the layup, and she draws the foul. Kaylee Stark, the putback attempt.
But yeah, Tanner rebound, was trying to put it back, and she got fouled. So she's going to be shooting.
Raya Tanner, sophomore, at the line for two shots. 11 seconds left. First free throw.
Nope.
Too much.
Yeah, she's got an interesting free throw.
She goes kind of bounce.
Three times, yeah.
Two squats. That was unusual.
Let's see if she does it again, same way.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And then
looks at the ball.
Squat.
Shoot, three times.
Yeah.
A second time it worked.
Hey. Sometimes, if you get a routine that works, you got to stick with it.
Exactly. 39-27, Grand Valley. 10 seconds, 9. Hartman's got it.
Yep.
Hartman with a jab step. Hartman with a drive. Took an extra step. Man. They're going to call a foul on the floor.
How are they calling that as a foul? That's just, man.
Emma, go.
I'm going to stop talking.
It was called Medina call for the foul. Her second.
Yeah, she's coming off with her palms up saying, Coach, I don't know what else to do. And yeah, they're just calling that blocking foul when she just drives right into him.
3.9 seconds. Nice pass. Good play. As they feed it in to number 22, Salveson, and she banks it in. That ends the third quarter. 39-29, Grand Valley with the lead after three. We go to the fourth quarter. Who's going to the Final Four? This is KMTS. back to DU's Hamilton Gymnasium. We go to the fourth quarter. 39-29, Grand Valley with the lead. Backcourt pass to Bailey Radel. Guarded closely there. Boy, get the sense that Save Area is going to really pick up the defensive pressure. Pittman's got it. Goes to Stark. Stark hands it off to Radel. Radel to Pittman, top of the key. Backs up, finds a lane. Wants to penetrate, loses the ball. It's on the floor, picked up there by Ellie Hartman. Hartman going coast to coast, no doubt about it. She'll take it all the way. She'll lay it up and in. Why not? She's unstoppable. 39-31, Grand Valley. Abby Rose Parker driving, shooting. Missed it. Rebound, putback, blocked. Loose ball taken by Darnielle. Hartman's got it in the paint. Spin move, kick out left wing. Three-pointer by Salveson. Knocks it down. Look out. You wonder when Salveson is going to wake up.
We're okay.
We got a bucket to end the third quarter. She averages 13 a game. Knocks down that three. It's a five-point lead now. Radel. Here's a drive by Pittman. Pittman lays it up and in with a left hand.
Hey, gee up. Gee up.
Here goes Hartman again.
A little hook shot, missed it. Rebound Pittman. Pittman up the right side. JC taking it all the way. Scoop shot, draws the foul. Oh, they call offensive foul. Are you serious?
Call it on her.
The trail ref, the lead ref said, it's your call. He went to the trail ref, and the trail ref said, yeah, offensive foul. Finally, they call one.
Yeah, but I mean that's what Hartman's been doing every time she drives.
That's Pittman's first sixth team foul. Hartman's got it.
Good. There we go.
Backs up right wing, launches a three off the rim, no good. Rebound Pittman. Should have been an over the top foul. Pittman brings it up right side. Pass up the court to Abby Rose. Her pass knocked away, taken there by Stark. Kicks it out to Pittman, launches a three from the right shoulder. You betcha! J.C. Pittman!
Gee up! Gee up!
She says, you're going to call me on the foul. If I drive, I'll just shoot it from here.
Back to a 10-point lead for the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals. Lob pass out to Hartman. Hartman left wing to Liz Rysavy. Rattles in a three from the left wing. Three. 44-37. Drive by Pittman. Goes out to Stark. Stark to Abby Rose for three. Left wing. That's an air ball. It's out of bounds.
Got you for a quick one, Bailey. A quick one.
44-37. Grand Valley. Stark comes out for a breather. Or no, Radel, I'm sorry. Medina in for her. 7-point lead for the Lady Cardinals. Winner moving on to the Final Four to play Platte Valley. Hartman with a drive. Kick out pass right wing. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Katie Ray. Pass up the court, trying to get it out down to Stark. Stark with a layup. Won't get the shot. The fall goes out of bounds. They're going to say St. Mary's ball. It was an awkward shot. Really didn't have a good angle. Just it was a really throwing up a prayer there.
Yeah, probably hoping for the foul.
Stark out and Tanner in for Grand Valley. 7-point lead, Lady Cardinals. 44-37, 5 minutes to go in the game. Hartman, jab step, goes top of the key. Now left wing. Rice, here's a three-pointer by Darnielle. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Katie Ray. Up the left side, Abby Rose Parker. Parker, head fake, driving.
Yep.
And draws the foul. The head fake and then that ponytail also.
Yeah.
You know, that's flopping around. You're going to reach in there, you know.
Right.
It's mesmerizing. Radel. Radel back in. She'll inbound it. That was a quick breather. Replaces Medina. Bailey Radel inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Pittman, ball knocked away. Pittman gets the loose ball and then lost it out of bounds. 4:38 to go in the game. 44-37, Lady Cardinals. Winner moving on to the Final Four.
Grand Valley's starting to look a little tired. He's seen some of those little mistakes coming out.
Each team with six fouls. Hartman brings it up. Top of the key, drives right side, in traffic, lays it up, missed it. She draws the it's about time.
Finally gets the offensive foul.
Good grief. Finally, the referee not sucked in by that. That's her third.
JC, you keep being you. You keep being you. Keep it up. Let's go.
The first time she's been called for the offensive foul. 44-37, Grand Valley. Inbounds pass to Abby Rose Parker.
Get out, Jace.
Abby Rose between the leg dribble.
Keep Jace.
Hypnotizing the defender with that fancy dribble and stops top of the key. Pass right side in the wing to Pittman. Down to Medina, but back to Pittman. Pittman kicks it out to Abby Rose. Three-pointer right wing. That's an air ball. In the hands, though, of Radel. Radel clears it. Radel backs up top of the key. Lobs it to Ray. Here's Pittman with a drive. Double team. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out to Katie Ray. Ray to Radel. Radel at the free throw line. Lost the ball. Got it. Now they're going to call a jump ball. Possession will go to St. Mary's.
It's not what the scoreboard shows.
44-37. A little bit of a scoring lull here in the fourth quarter. And a timeout called. 7-point lead for the Lady Cardinals. 3:54 to go in the game. It's a full timeout called by St. Mary's. We'll take a break. This is KMTS. 3 minutes, 54 seconds remaining in this grade 8 ball game. Grand Valley leading St. Mary's 44-37. The loser goes home, winner to the Final Four to take on the number one Platte Valley Broncos.
Talk white.
Hartman brings it up. She has 19 points. Kick out pass right wing. Drive in the paint. Shot put up in the left hand. No good. That shot attempted by
I think it was Rice Avery.
Abby Rose Parker lost the ball and a steal. And a foot coming from behind and knocked the ball loose and out of bounds to prevent that breakaway layup was Katie Ray.
It's good hustle by Katie Ray.
It was.
Abby, she's going to come back this way.
It was Rice Avery that attempted that shot. Lob pass.
Watch 21.
Into cuts. Yes, watch 21. Don't watch her shoot baskets. She's got 19. She's got the ball, top of the key. Met there by Bailey Radel. Kick out pass right side. Drive, leaner, no good. Rebound.
Oh, my goodness.
The big contact there should have been a foul.
Yes.
And there is a foul. Pittman came down with a rebound and then ended up.
Knock him down, Aria.
Yeah, she gets mugged and lost the ball, and then Tanner got it.
Aria Tanner got it, and then she got mugged.
And they finally called the foul when, you know, they fouled against Tanner. You know, it's just funny. We've seen a couple of these games where the officials just seem to kind of swallow their whistles and just will not call this contact, especially in the ladies' games.
Yeah.
I've seen – they've been some brutal.
Aria Tanner, the 1-1. Goes through a routine, missed the rebound, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Pittman. Pittman to Tanner. Tanner back to the hoop. Banks it, missed the shot. Good hustle, though.
Good, Aria.
The drive and a shot from the free throw line knocked down by Rice Avery.
Oh, that was Emerson Coots.
Oh, was it Coots? Okay. Thank you.
Pass
up to Katie Ray and it was stolen from behind. 44-39. Grand Valley hanging on to the lead.
Medina, go. Aria. Stay up there, Rose.
Here's Darnell.
Stay up top.
And a drive by Rice Avery. Ball knocked away and a steal by Bailey Radel. 2:20 to go in the game. 44-39 Grand Valley. Pittman is fouled.
Oh, no, they called.
What? Are you serious?
They called a foul on Pittman. They said she threw an elbow. She was driving.
And got bumped.
And got bumped, and then she got called for the foul.
Wow.
Come on, let's go.
Pittman second. 44-39, Grand Valley, 2:18 left. Hardman has it, cross-hand dribble, in with three defenders on her, lays it up and in. She just has an awkward leaner and finds a way to get it in. Up the court comes Radel. 44-41, Grand Valley. Someone needs to make a basket. Pittman driving, kick out pass. Shot put up by Medina, it's blocked. Knocked out of bounds.
Medina. By Salveson.
Tanner checks in for Grand Valley, replaces Medina. Grand Valley with a three-point lead with a minute 53 to go. Radel inbounding baseline. Goes in to Pittman. Pittman with a drive. Her shot is blocked and saved by St. Mary's. Here comes Hartman. Hartman up the center court, taking it. Kick out pass. Now they go back down, and a bank shot is good. It's knocked down by Kutz. 44-43, Grand Valley by one. Abby Rose Parker taking it up the floor, back behind the back dribble. Minute 27 to go. Pittman's got it. Now to Abby Rose. Abby Rose drives. Kick out pass to Ray. Ray to Radel. And Radel's fouled. And she'll go to the line.
Hey,
and Bailey Radel, 71% from the free throw line, needs to knock these down. Lady Cardinals by one. A minute 16 left. Oh, my. 21 points from number 21, Ellie Hartman. Bailey Radel at the line for 1-1. First free throw, money.
Gives her 14.
14, yep.
And she's 3-for-3 from the line. See if she can go 4-for-4.
Radel's second free throw. Got it. Those are clutch.
Get up! Get up!
Cardinals by three. Minute 13 to go. They put the ball in the hands of Hartman. Hartman with the drive, lost the ball, got it back in the paint. Turnaround jumper with the right hand, good. 23. Lady Cardinals by one. 46-45. Abby Rose Parker hands it off to Pittman. And they're going to hang on to the ball and take the air out of it. Hands it off to start to Radel. Radel to Pittman. High post left side. Hands it off to Abby Rose Parker. And she's fouled about three times there.
As you say, she's getting mugged by Emerson Cutts.
And Abby Rose Parker with... This is clutch time here. Nail biting time. 46-45. Lady Cardinals, 43.9 seconds left in regulation. Abby Rose, 56% from the line. First free throw. Perfect. Nothing but nets.
Gets her 18. She's 3-for-4 from the line.
Takes a deep breath. Dribbles a couple times. Takes aim and got the bounce.
Got
the bounce. And a timeout called by Grand Valley. 48-45. Lady Cardinals, 43 seconds left. Full timeout. We'll take a break. This is KMTS. And we're back to Hamilton Gym. DU, 48-45. Grand Valley hoping to go on to the Final Four, leading by three with 36 seconds left in regulation. And Abby Rose Parker just knocked down a couple of clutch free throws. As did Bailey Radel. But they have no answer for Ellie Hartman. For St. Mary's, she's just been unstoppable. 23 points to lead all scorers.
Yeah, she has. It's such an awkward drive.
Yeah, she has a leaner. I mean, yeah. she's the leaning tower of Ellie.
Like she splits the double team that usually crashes down.
And then just as a little finger roll.
Yeah.
It's amazing. She's got the ball with, 41 seconds now. Hartman driving, in the paint, gets double teamed. Yeah. Ball is stripped by Abby Rose Parker.
Wow.
She took it away. She just said, "This is mine." Handed it off to Bailey Radel, who was fouled, and Bailey will go to the line to shoot two. It's double bonus. That was huge.
That was incredible by Parker. Just
like
almost like it was a football play, or just grabbed it and ripped it
Coach
away.
Coach Parker said, "You know what? You know who's getting the ball.
Yeah.
You know what she's going to do.
Yeah.
Don't foul her. Just grab
Great
the
job.
Ball." And it worked. Radel at the line. Money.
She is 5 for 5 from the line.
49-45, Grand Valley, 32.5 seconds left.
So Grand Valley is 12 for 14 from the line overall. So just those free throws really making
a
difference.
That's huge against a team that shoots 69% as a team. Radel, second free throw. Got it. Nothing but net. Cool as a cucumber.
Same thing.
Yep, same thing. Take the ball from her.
50-45, Grand Valley. Hartman's got it. Hartman driving. Don't foul her. In the paint. Puts up a wild shot. They call a foul. Well, there's 18 seconds left.
Yep.
Grand Valley can just squeeze the ball.
So it's going to be, she's going to shoot 1-1. Hartman is 4 for 5 from the free throw line, so good chance she'll make this one. 80% free throw shooter.
First free throw is good.
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah! Yeah!
50-46. Grand Valley survive. Hartman, second free throw. Absolutely perfect. No wasted movement. Pass into Radel, and she's fouled right away. That's the one you want to foul.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hartman's 7 for 7, but Radel's 6 for 6. So
took 2 seconds off the clock, 16 seconds left. Knocked these down, and pretty much over. Bailey Radel. Everyone playing back. There's a couple players still on the line. First free throw, nothing but net. She is red hot. 7 for 7 from the line. Radel calmly knocks down the other one. Unbelievable. 52-47, 16 seconds left. Lady Cardinals with the lead. Hartman races up the floor. Spin move, kick out pass. Big three, shoot the three, right wing, it is good.
Who is that? 22, I think it's Salveson.
Salveson, okay. Yeah. 52-50, just like that.
Oh.
Holy mackerel.
4.6 seconds.
Salveson with that three.
That's
this
full
made
timeout.
Things really interesting. Full timeout, we'll take a break. 4.6 seconds left. 2-point lead for Lady Cardinals, this KMTS. Welcome back to Hamilton Gymnasium and University of Denver. 4.6 seconds left. Grand Valley with a 2-point lead. They'll have the ball against the St. Mary's Press.
We have one. Thank you.
And
I think you just got to get it to Radel or Parker.
Yeah.
Probably Radel. Parker's been, I mean, she's been 4 for 5 from the line, so you know they're going to foul whoever they get, whoever they put it into.
Radel's going to inbound. Don't turn it over. Radel goes in to Abby Rose. She's fouled right away. With 3.3 seconds left.
See, from a coaching perspective, I think I would have switched that up. I would have had Parker inbound to Radel. I mean, Parker's the 58% free throw shooter. Radel hasn't missed from the line tonight.
You get 2 shots, double bonus. Abby Rose takes a deep breath, shrugs the shoulders, dribbles once, takes aim and misses the first one. Oh my goodness.
Hey, you're good, Abby. Next one's in, Abby. Next one's in.
Spun off the rim.
Well, she needs to hit this one, put them in a position where they have to hit a prayer three.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound knocked away. Control. They're saying out of bounds. St. Mary's ball with 1.5 seconds, 1.5 seconds left, and a full timeout. Ball game. When we come back, Grand Valley hanging on to a 2-point lead. This is KMTS. Back to Hamilton Gym. Grand Valley, 1.5 seconds left. Lady Cardinals lead 52-50. Hartman will inbound at the Grand Valley end.
The most important thing for Grand Valley is do not foul. They could tie the game if they foul.
21's going to get it back.
Hartman's going to launch one. Now she'll go half court. And they call a timeout with 6/10 of a second left.
I think they just wanted the inbound. Now it's being inbounded from half court.
Gotcha, yeah.
Instead of the key down here.
Caleb Strickland. That was pretty crafty.
Yeah, now he's saying, now we're going to.
They threw it into Gold, who clutched the ball, and then they quickly called a timeout. It almost took a full second off the clock.
So who takes the shot here? Is it Salveson? Rice-Avey? I mean, they're the ones that have been hitting
the
threes.
Well, best three-point shooter is Darn. Well. Yeah.
Yeah, Salveson has hit two threes. Rice-Avey's hit a couple, I think.
Kutz is a 34% shooter from the arc.
I don't think it's going to be Hartman. I think she's the driver, even though
so
she's the
leading
scorer.
So at half court will be Gold inbounding. 6/10 of a second left. They go into Hartman. She gets clubbed there. She got bodied. No foul. Ball game. Hartman appealing the call. The coaches are livid for St. Mary's, but they're not going to get it.
And the officials are just gone. They're already gone.
They're off.
They just ran out.
See ya.
Out
of here.
I think it was, Hartman got the inbounds and then went to turn, and she was already running.
She turned
and she
into
just
the
ran,
defender.
Yeah, right into a defender who was not moving. So they weren't going to give her that foul.
52-50. Grand Valley with the win. And they move on to the Final Four. Two local teams moving on. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We will total things up and come back and wrap things up for the night from DU. Grand Valley with the win, 52-50 over St. Mary's. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Hamilton Gymnasium at DU. What a thrilling day of basketball it's been for local teams. Really, all the games have been incredible, except for a couple of blowouts. The Grand Valley Lady Cardinals moving on to the Final Four as they hang on, literally, by their talons. They beat the St. Mary's Pirates 52-50. The double trouble, Abby Rose Parker and Bailey Radel. Boy, they were something. 19 apiece. Bailey Radel just incredible from the free throw line as she was, what, 8 for 8?
8 for 8,
jeez.
Yep.
And hit three threes in the second quarter. What a night for Bailey. 19 points for the senior, Abby Rose Parker, with 19. She hit some clutch free throws. Missed those last two down the end. But St. Mary's had the ball with, 4 seconds? And then 1.5 seconds. And then they inbound it at half court to get a little closer, call a timeout with 6/10 of a second left. Then they get it into Hartman, and hoping that she can throw up a prayer from half court, and she turned into Abby Rose Parker.
Yeah, just runs blindly into the defender. And of course, St. Mary's wanted the foul or whatever. It's like, no, that wasn't a foul. That was just her just plowing into someone.
Hartman is, she's a special player. She's a senior. Imagine she'll get some looks from colleges, but she'll have the offseason to contemplate her future as Grand Valley will move on to the Final Four. They will take on Platte Valley tomorrow at 7 o'clock for a chance to move on to the state championship. So Grand Valley girls and Aspen boys both guaranteed 2 more games, hopefully in the state championship game. as Aspen took care of business, beating Resurrection Christian and now the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals. Boy, quite a day.
What a game. Yeah, Grand Valley, you know, they were neck and neck. They were pretty close as far as rebounds in the first half. That second half, they just blew them away. They ended up with 36 rebounds, 14 of them on the offensive boards, versus St. Mary, who only had 14 rebounds total. So, I mean, just kind of controlling thing, led by Pittman. She had 11 rebounds herself. So,
yeah, great.
She was just all over the place.
Yep.
There. They also had Parker had 4 steals to lead the team. Emron Coots had 5 steals for St. Mary, but just couldn't keep up with it. Oh, and Grand Valley shot 15 for 19 from the free throw line. So 79% from the free throw line, which was made a huge difference.
That, yeah.
Led by Radel with her 8 for 8.
To out-duel a team that's very good from the free throw line is huge. Yep.
Yeah, Hartman was what, 6 for 7? So, but she was basically the only one. I think Rice-Abey, you know, shot 3, made 2 of them. So their percentage was very good. They just didn't take nearly as many free throws, which was interesting. It was all Hartman on those drives.
Yeah. So the table is set. Grand Valley and Platte Valley tomorrow. The number one Platte Valley Broncos at 7 o'clock. And before that, it's a 5:30 showdown between the Sterling Tigers and the Aspen Skiers in the Final Four. And we'll have those games here on KMPS. 5:30 and 7 tomorrow right here at the University of Denver. I want to thank our sponsors. As always, where are my sponsors? There they are. Okay. We got Flooring America, of course, Perthet Motors, GMC Buick, Mr. Back, Bank of Colorado, Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. For Keith Harris, Ron Miller saying so long from University of Denver. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Aspen Skiers taking on the Sterling Tigers at 5:30 and the Platte Valley Broncos against the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals at 7 o'clock in the Final Four. Until then, have a great night, and as always, keep it tuned to KMTS.